Welcome back to Word of Mouth. Well, that music, such as it is, means Word of Mouth's internet Sherpa Brady Carlson is back with us. After his weekday shifts hosting All Things Considered, Brady likes to unwind by gathering new items for Here's What's Awesome. That's our frequent look at the web and its endless list of memes, trends, and viral hits. Brady, great to have you back.
I was going to think of a clever response to that, but it's...
You can't even...
I can't remember it. Sorry.
I think it's the Department of Energy is what you're looking for. Everyone's seen the viral video of the moment by now. This is Texas Governor Rick Perry's oops moment, if we need to remind you.
And I will tell you, it's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
You need five.
Yeah, okay. So five. Commerce, education, and the...
I'm starting to feel sorry for the old chap. Another video has popped up of GOP frontrunner candidate Herman Cain having trouble answering a question about Libya. This was before an editorial board from a newspaper. These are the kinds of things a candidate, of course, will hope just never see the light of day. So what are they hoping that voters will look at?
Well, they have been producing a lot of videos, and some of them are more straightforward campaign ads, which more and more are simply being posted to the web and not being run as paid ads. They figure the media is going to cover them anyway, so why pay to, you know, you can get the same amount of exposure just relying on the media to cover it. Many of these videos are not 30-second ads, though. They're actually produced more like movie trailers. This site, Tech President, did something kind of funny. They took a series of these candidate ads and compared them to the trailer for the movie Transformers 3 and found they were actually more similar than you might expect.
Well, let's hear from one. This is by former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who is gaining in the polls.
The American people create jobs, not government.
Would you reappoint Ben Bernanke?
I would fire him tomorrow. I think the Fed should be audited.
I'm not particularly worried about Governor Perry and Governor Romney frightening the American people when President Obama scares them every single day.
So, cue the dramatic music, a very cinematic approach. We've seen this kind of thing before, but it's certainly a world apart from viral video.
You know, it's not like 4 years ago when Mike Huckabee was making a video for the internet crowd with Chuck Norris trying to get some buzz there. This has been a little more conventional, but it's not necessarily innovative stuff. One thing that did catch my eye recently, there is a page on Herman Cain's website. It's the 404 page, the page you go when you click on the link. Yeah, when you go to the wrong thing. And it says, like an Obama policy, this 404 page will get you nowhere. Whether you agree with the sentiment or not, it is a very webby, non-traditional campaign joke in a sea of mostly traditional campaign content.
Well, no matter what they do, they can't manage all of it, obviously. There's been a series of lip-syncing videos where candidates, you know, we see them making speeches, shaking hands, kissing babies, but their voices are actually filled in with just gibberish to match the lips, saying some pretty funny stuff. Here's the one of Herman Cain.
I can probably freak on you. It's just crazy. No, we ain't never have this. An old rotten eagle's nest. Nachos and hogwash. This is my juice. And I'm hungry. McDonald's special. Give me a large plate. And I'll sing.
The bad lip sync folks started out by working on bands. They would take music videos and rewrite the songs to fit what the lips were saying. They very wisely moved on to politics.
All right. So that's all regular web fare here in American politics, but maybe not in Russia. Now tell us about Vladimir Putin's saucy new ad campaign.
Yeah, this is an ad you will not see from any of the candidates in the 2012 race in America. There's a couple of 20-somethings walk into the polling place. There's this sort of light techno music playing in the background, and they're flirting. And then all of a sudden they walk into the polling booth together. You don't actually see anything risque happening, but the message is very clear. You know, it's a vote for Putin means love.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, Putin's been on this sort of YouTube branding campaign over the last few years. I mean, that video where he kind of saves the TV crew by shooting a tiger. Or him doing judo. I mean, is this what the Russian people are looking for in a leader?
I from what I know of Russian political culture, you can sort of build this larger-than-life brand of yourself. And Putin is sort of a small, balding guy with a, you know, kind of a high voice. It's probably a wise imaging move for him to show himself, you know, with... with a judo outfit on or shooting large game, things like that. You know, either that or he thinks he looks great without a shirt on, and one or the other.
Well, and for those who want to save rather than shoot animals, there's just an amazing video on the Atlantic website of a team airlifting black rhino to a reserve. Now, they're doing this by helicopter. Just imagine the scene. These massive animals bound by their feet flying over the Serengeti to new areas where they will have larger areas to roam. Let's hear it.
And this is the kindest way we've yet discovered of moving a rhino from the field to a vehicle.
It is a big operation. It's a lot of animals to try and move in a really short time.
There are no roads. There is no access whatsoever. You know, most of these parks are wilderness area.
Now, of course, we do have links to for everyone to see these videos for themselves. But what's going on here, Brady?
This is another example of how wildlife groups have really used the visual side of the web effectively. They put together a lot of videos, photos, slideshows, things like that, to just to raise awareness of conservation and animal issues. This is really high quality stuff. This is a nice video. You're not going to confuse it with like the movie Operation Dumbo Drop.
All right. You've been following the Occupy Wall Street movement and its satellite protests for the past, 2 months, I guess, they've been
right.
active. Police have cleared out some of these encampments, like the one in Oakland, I think Portland, Oregon as well. Is it make or break time for Occupy?
If there is any change at all, I think it'll start to evolve. Anything that's web-based or viral like these protests are, they start to find new techniques, new things to do. We've heard a couple of them. One is called the mic check. It's a group of protesters who show up at a political event or a speech, and at a predetermined time, they interrupt the speaker. This happened to Michelle Bachmann not so long ago.
This will only take a minute.
This will only take a minute.
We have a message for Ms. Bachmann.
We have a message for Ms. Bachmann.
You may realize.
And this also recently happened to Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. A group of people interrupted one of his speeches. Actually, it was in Chicago, I want to say. The other technique was something in Harlem. It's actually a woman who was living in a building that was kind of run down. It needed some upkeep that the landlord apparently wasn't doing. The city was knew about it but couldn't get in to fix it. So the woman went to Zuccotti Park. She said, "I see a lot of activists here who are trying to change things. Why don't you come to my building and help help me out?" So they actually occupied the boiler room in her building until the landlord allowed the city in to fix the boiler, and that did happen. So we may see more of those quick, direct action kinds of activities.
Well, let's end that with something that's weird, even for the things that you find online. A guy screaming at trucks?
I found this on BuzzFeed. I have no idea who it is or why it is, but he's found one of those DiGiorno pizza tractor trailers, and on the side of the truck it says, "It's not delivery, it's DiGiorno. It's a delivery truck."
So. All right, let's hear it.
It's not delivery, it's DiGiorno! You can't deliver DiGiorno! It says so right on the side of the truck!
Brady, thanks so much for joining us.
You bet, Virginia!
You're orange!
We do have links to everything that Brady mentioned. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. And you can follow us and follow Brady on Facebook and on Twitter. This is Word of Mouth from NHPR.